It's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Let's take a look at how things fared in the resumption of trade. In Kansas City and in the Chicago Board of Trade pits, we saw in Kansas City July wheat opening this morning at 5.96, up 14. September at 5.90, up 5.5. And December wheat opened up 6.07. Opened at 6.07. That was up 8.5. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at $6 even, up 17. December at 6.09, up 12. And the March contract at 6.12, up 10.5. Corn for July opened at 324.5, up 4.5. September at 335, up 6.5. December at 344.25, up 6.25. The March contract at 358, up 7.25. May at 368.5, up 6.5. And July at 376.25, up 4.75. July soybeans opened at 863, up 12.5. August at 868, up 12.25. September at 876, up 10.5. November at 894, up 11.75. The January contract opened at 903, and that was up 9.75. March at 911.5, up 11. And May opened at 914, up 9.5. The July soybean meal opened at 235.50, up 2.90. August at 237 was up 2.40. And the July soybean oil contract, 36.70 on the open, up 34. And August at 36.83 was up 31.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, as you look at the current trade in Kansas City, wheat is trading anywhere from 9.5 to 15 higher. In Chicago, on the Board of Trade, anywhere from 15 to 20 higher. The corn is up 4.75 to 6.5 right now, and soybeans are basically 4.5 to about 6.5 higher. And Paul Cooley joins us on the phone now from ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you on a beautiful July the 5th, and I want to say that PBS did a wonderful job on the 4th of July fireworks and at the Capitol.
Ah, you were watching the Capitol 4th on WILL-TV, huh?
Yes, it was. You did a beautiful job.
Well, good, good. Well, we're seeing a lot of green in the numbers today. Not patriotic. We'd see a lot of red, I guess, if we were being still patriotic. But a lot of green in the numbers. And I suppose it might have something to do with less rain than was expected in the growing areas, at least for some of the commodities.
You know, Jay, the private weather forecasters were talking a quarter to three quarters of an inch belt wide. And at the same time, we basically received some pretty good amounts, like in the northern third of Iowa, Wisconsin, northern third of Illinois, maybe Wayne City, Illinois, had an inch and a half of rain. Parts of Indiana also got some rain. But the big factor here is that it seems like a drier, warmer weather forecast, and a couple of states that people are concerned about, and this is next Tuesday, Wednesday's weather forecast. Most feel that it's a quarter to an inch over Iowa, but South Dakota, North Dakota, parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, western Illinois are areas that rainfall could be a little stingy on next Tuesday, Wednesday. And as a result of that, the market is basically strong. I think the wheat market is strong on export demand. That's A. And B, the July 12th crop production report, in which the government possibly will lower yields again.
Mm-hmm. What are you expecting volume-wise in these 2 days after a holiday and before a weekend?
You know, Friday, I'm sorry, last Tuesday, the market had fairly large volume, and it was based on, you know, this wonderful weather forecast, short-term and longer-term, and of course, the market did see some stronger prices overnight. I think the volume will be smaller today than it was on Tuesday, but we will see a lot of potential gyration in the marketplace, mainly until we get the verdict in on the crop size and also this rainfall next week.
Mm-hmm. On some of the outside markets, crude oil's up, the dollar is up slightly, Dow Jones, it's just down slightly, but gold and silver down a bit, too. What kind of impact?
Well, we understand there was some terrorist threats as far as some of bin Laden's Al-Qaeda tape type things. The energy market, as you mentioned, is quite strong. It's over the $70 mark. That's kind of the threshold of a new support and new resistance area. But the energy market's quite strong. And, of course, that augurs well into profitability in the renewable fuels ethanol area. It also encourages expansion in those areas, but at the same time, that possibly does hurt the U.S. economy. The big factor here is that the outside markets, particularly energy, is quite strong. Gold and silver were higher, and they have backed off as we go in here in the mid-morning time frame.
So what kind of strategies would you be looking at right now?
You know, one of the things that just eyeballing the crop, particularly corn, it looks wonderful. And we do have to keep our pulse and hand on the weather forecast to see. And if we do see generous rainfalls, you know, developing throughout the Corn Belt, it probably means that with the larger acreage, we are going to see some defensive marketing and defensive price action in the corn market. The soybean market's going to be a little stronger in relationship to the corn. The wheat market is in a world of its own. So to borrow an old phrase that I like to quote is trade with the trend. The trend is definitely down in corn. And the trend's still basically stronger in soybeans, and it's definitely higher in wheat. Our general impression is that we do have some price erosion, and in corn, I think traders are going to wait at least another day to 2 days to get some kind of a trend on the weather forecast next week. Let's face it, all it takes is about 5 million acres of subpar moisture, and then we have some new price strength in the corn market.
All right, Paul, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
You too.
And Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland will be back with Todd Gleason on the closing market report later today here on AM 580. Well, the current trade in Kansas City has July wheat at 602. That's up 17. The September contract at 598 is up 13, and December at 613 is up 14.5. September wheat in Chicago at 604, up 21. December at 613, up 16. March at 616, up 18. And the July corn at 324 and 3/4, up 4 and 3/4. September at 334 and a half, up 6. December at 344, up 6. March at 357 and a half, up 5 and 3/4. May at 368, up 6. And July at 375 and a quarter, up 3 and 3/4. Soybeans for July, 851, up a half. The August contract, 857 and a half, up 1 3/4. September, 867, up 1.5. November, 884 and a half, up 2.25. January at 894 and a half, up 3/4. March at 902, up 1.5. And May at 905, up 1/2. July soybean meal, 233.50, currently up 90. The August contract at 235.30, up 1. July soybean oil, 36.60, that's down 6. And the August contract at 36.50 is currently down 2. Feeder cattle for August at 112 even, up 45. The live cattle for August at 90.50, up 52.5. October at 95.10, up 35. And July lean hogs at 71.90, up 82.5. Crude oil contract for August delivery at 72.23 is up 82 cents. The September contract at 72.47 is up 60. CRB index currently at 318.73, up 203. The dollar up 0.13 at 81.59. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 15.5 points at 13,561.5. The S&P 500 at 1524.5 down 0.36, and the NASDAQ at 1971.32 is up 6.12. Gold for August is down a little over 7, and September down a little over 2.5, and the silver contract for September is down 0.15.5 at 1275. Now make that 1252, the current tick on that. The weather forecast for the two-state region from AM 580's Mike Sola is looking like this. In the south today, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, mostly sunny with widely scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon. And highs will range from 82 in northern Indiana to 92 in western Illinois. Tonight in southern Indiana, partly cloudy with lingering showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, it'll be clear to partly cloudy. Lows will range from 60 in northeastern Indiana to 68 in southwestern Illinois. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few widely scattered thunderstorms possible during the afternoon. Highs will range from 80 near Lake Michigan to 90 in various central and southern locations. And right now, 82 is our temperature on Friends Plaza outside of Campbell Hall for public telecommunication here in Urbana. You're listening to listener-supported WILL Urbana, with the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.